Hey, welcome to the Neighborhood of Holy podcast. My name is Matt Lipan. This is season one, episode two. And as many of you know, I am the pastor of Gateway Community Church. It's a United Methodist church in the northeast part of Indianapolis. Started in the summer of 2015. So July 1, 2015 was when we launched as a new church. And it's been interesting to see over the last couple of years now. We're not quite 2 years old as a church, and last night we actually launched a second campus. And so I thought I would take a little time to spend on this episode talking about how that came to be, and it'll be interesting to kind of see what comes next. So here's some of that story. Started about a year ago, a little over a year ago, I believe God put something on my heart for the community of Fortville. It's a little town that's about 7 miles to the east of where we are. And I was just kind of thinking about it, praying about it, kind of daydreaming about this community. And at that time, my prayer was pretty simple. It was just, hey, God, if this is something that you want Gateway to be a part of, if you want us to be in this community, then just guide us and lead us. And I've mentioned it a couple times on Sunday mornings here at our Indy campus, and most recently at the beginning of this year, 2017, but just kind of in general ways, because I didn't really know exactly how it was going to play out or what it was going to look like. Now, fast forward 6 months ago, and so I reached out to some church development staff here at the Indiana Conference of the United Methodist Church and just kind of said, hey, guys, if you have any sort of church development strategy for the Fortville area, just know that as a United Methodist pastor and as a United Methodist church, Gateway, I think, is interested, willing to help in whatever strategy that you might have for that area. And so the response back was, hey, let's grab some lunch and in Fortville, walk around a little bit and talk about what you're thinking. And that was on the 15th of November. And so we walked around downtown, talked a little bit, had some brainstorming ideas and thoughts, and I said, you know, so what kind of strategy do you have as church development? And the response was not really much right now in this area. I said, okay, that this individual was aware of. I said, okay, cool. Well, I'm wondering if this might be an opportunity based on all the reports that I look at when I pull up the demographics and the data. It looks as though there's an opportunity for the United Methodist Church and perhaps for Gateway to be a distinctly Wesleyan voice in this community. There's a projected wave of growth to come through that area in the next probably 3 to 5, 10 years. And so I felt like it was an opportunity for the United Methodist Church and for a United Methodist Wesleyan voice to be out in front of that growth curve, as opposed to sometimes where we find ourselves having to kind of catch up or react to growth curves. And at that point, we've kind of already missed it. And that'll be another episode, or maybe multiple episodes for another time, talking about the strategy of the United Methodist Church and its church development growth, and the ways in which we need to do a better job, I think, of getting our Wesleyan voice out there. But anyways, like I said, and so I said, hey, it seems like this is an opportunity for us to get out in front of a curve. And so the suggestion was made at this meeting that I reach out to the pastor of the United Methodist Church that was there in downtown Fortville. Like many small towns in the state of Indiana, there's at least one, if not two, sometimes, United Methodist churches. And so Fortville has a United Methodist Church that's a block off of Main Street. And so I decided that I was going to cold call the pastor there, and that was on November 28th, and just said, hey, I was wondering if there might be some time we could sit down and just, I'd like to hear about what kind of exciting things that you're doing as a church and what kind of ways you're planning to meet this wave of growth and opportunity and possibility that's coming your way here in the next 3, 5, 10 years or whatever. And so he was gracious enough to take some time and sit down. We had a great conversation. That was, as I mentioned, that was on the 28th of November, 2016. And I had told him just some of the reports and the data that I was looking at, and it looked like there was some opportunity. And we kind of talked about some of the various things that our two respective churches were doing. And I kind of introduced him to Gateway and what we've kind of been doing and been up to over the last year and a half. And as we were having this conversation, I mentioned, you know, I said, I wonder if there's any possibility that we might work together in some way. And he was really interested and open to that. And throughout that conversation, I came to learn that this church there in downtown Fortville actually owned the old public, what was the old public library right on Main Street, 115 North Main Street, Fortville, Indiana. And I said, wow, Pastor, that is really exciting. What a great opportunity. Tell me what kind of things you're doing. You know, what are you doing in the space? Well, we had a youth group in there for a little bit. We don't have a youth group anymore. We had some Boy Scouts. We don't have any Boy Scouts anymore. We operate a food pantry out of the lower level every Tuesday from 1 to 3. And that's about it. I said, okay, so there's a lot of the space that's not being used, hardly the majority of the week. He said, yeah, it's not. Actually, we're in conversation right now thinking about selling the building. And I said, oh, Pastor, please don't sell it. It seems as though there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of potential for that space where it's located right on Main Street. And this is a downtown area that is really trying to make efforts to revitalize. There was an article that just came out earlier this week in the Indy Star about this exact location, downtown Fortville, this Main Street where they're trying to do a lot of stuff. There's some new things that are coming in and some big plans that are happening. And this building that the church owns is right there in the mix. So I said, oh man, please don't sell it. And, you know, if you're going to sell it, would you consider maybe you'll sell it to Gateway for a dollar or something? I don't, you know, some amount, not that we don't have a lot of money. So, but man, it just seems like if you were going to sell it, it'd be great to keep it within, you know, the United Methodist Church. And if it could be used for ministry, it'd be really great. He said, oh, he agreed, but that they had a special task force pulled together to interview some interested buyers. And so I said, you know what? So there's nothing really going on right now in this space. What would you think about if Gateway did a Christmas Eve service in that space? Now, remember, it was November 28th when we were having this meeting. And so Christmas Eve was, you know, what, 3 weeks? Would have given us about 3 weeks to put something together, which I think we could have done. And so I said, hey, what would you think about doing letting Gateway do a Christmas Eve service in there? And his reaction was great. I don't know. That's really soon. And the space, it's just needs a lot of repair. And I don't know. I said, okay, well, what would you know, what if we did something in there? He said, he was open to the idea to the point where he invited me to come and speak with their church council. And so 2 weeks later on December 12th, I met with their church council for the first time and shared with them I kind of introduced myself, introduced Gateway, and shared a little bit of the vision of that I had of the possibility of, you know, perhaps even doing some ministry together or doing some ministry in that space in particular. I said, I don't have a lot of specifics, but I just wanted to share with you some of what I feel like God's laid on my heart, and I believe even the heart of Gateway, and just see if you might even consider the possibility of something. And they said, yeah, well, why don't you give us some sort of proposal of what you might do in the space or how you might use it, and then we'll have it go to our special task force that's going to decide, you know, what to do with that building as they also meet with a couple potential interested buyers. I said, cool, no problem. And so we had a sub-team from Gateway who got together. We met on the 25th of January. We came up with a proposal to share. I met again with this church's church council, administrative council, on the 1st of February to talk about the possibilities and to share our proposal. And then I heard back from their pastor on the 9th of February with some follow-up questions, concerns. And so then I had the opportunity to meet with the special task force of this church who was charged with deciding what to do with the space. And I met with them on the 16th of February. And we really kind of got into detail what this proposal looked like, what we had presented, and spent some time asking questions and how would this, you know, what would the branding look like? What would the marketing, signage, what are you going to do? When are you going to do it? Kind of all that sort of stuff. And then probably about a couple weeks ago, a couple weeks following that, I'd say, from that meeting, from February 16th, we got word that they were going, that they agreed to let us use their space. And we put together a facility usage agreement to look over and assign both churches respectively and our leadership of both churches. And so we went through this agreement and we had some tweaks here and there, and they agreed to it, we agreed to it. And that landed us at a place where this facility use agreement allowed us the use of the space at no cost. We agreed to pay all of the utilities for the remainder of 2017. We were issued keys so that we had access to the space 24 hours, 7 days a week. We were free to market and to program as we saw fit, as which was crucial. For me, that was, as the pastor of Gateway, that was almost a would have been a deal breaker in the sense of having a really clear vision of who we are as Gateway and what we think we needed to do in order to really be most effective. And so we kind of had a vision and a strategy of what that marketing was going to look like, how we were going to have children's programming and childcare, and what the feel of our service was going to look like there in that space and that location. And they were cool with kind of letting us do our thing. We also agreed that we were going to continue to have the food pantry, which was operated by one of their members, to continue to operate out of the bottom level of this building every Tuesday from 1 to 3, and put together a budget and started to really make some plans as far as trying to pull this off. And so we were handed the keys on March 23rd, which was exactly a month from when we were targeting to launch on April 23rd, which was yesterday. And so we have been really working hard in the space. There was a lot of physical work to be done on the space. We just basically transformed the main level of this building. Now, it's not a huge building. It's one of the oldest and last Carnegie Library buildings to have been made. And so we kind of completely renovated the space, the main level, and the bathroom down in the bottom level, and just kind of been working on it nonstop up till, you know, up until, well, we're still working on it. Even we had our launch last night, and we still have some work, you know, some things that we want to do as far as installing a stage, mounting some TVs for worship, you know, the worship slides, and we want to replace the front railing going up the steps because it's just all, you know, jacked up and not safe. So we still got some things that we're working on, but really, you know, worked hard on getting it to a point where we felt like it was presentable and we would feel good about what that presentation looked like last night. And we did. And so we done some Facebook marketing, you know, and it's been interesting that throughout this whole journey and this whole conversation, my prayer went from, okay, God, help us to know if Gateway should have a presence in Fortville, to, God, make this so ridiculous, there is no other explanation but that you are doing something. And it's been fascinating to see these little things along the way that have demonstrated God's ridiculousness. I mean, here's a smaller church in kind of right in the heart of this town, just 7 miles to the east of us, that was willing to step out in faith and allow another church to use their space. So that, to me, I mean, if you're not familiar with the world of United Methodism, that sometimes in and of itself could be considered a miracle. But this church not only was willing to step out in faith and allow another church, allow Gateway to come in and use their space, but so much so that they didn't and they haven't felt threatened or haven't been so inward focused on themselves that they weren't able to see that there's the possibility that God's doing something. The chair of their trustees, lots of connections. You know, the chair of their trustees at one point served on their town council and even currently serves on a special committee looking at all the revitalization projects that are happening in that community. It's been fascinating to see all of these ways in which these little things have happened that have demonstrated and reminded me, and I think both churches, of God's ridiculousness. And that has been my prayer, is that God, make this so ridiculous that there is no other explanation. It's not because I'm a good pastor, because there's a chance that I'm not. It's not because Gateway is any sort of special church, because there's a chance that we're not. It's not. It's just simply because God is doing something, and we've been trying to be open and willing to be used for Him to do whatever it is that He's going to do. And so I've seen this as an incredible opportunity for Gateway to continue to connect our vision of living life together, learning to be like Christ, to love like Christ with more people. And I feel like the leadership of Gateway and of Fortville UMC both have been a part of supporting that vision and seeing the opportunity and helping to make it happen. I mean, it's been really exciting to see, even within our church, how the launch of this second campus, last night, has gotten new people plugged in and involved from our current campus. So people who have been attending Gateway for, 2, 3, 4, 5 months have jumped in to serve at the new campus. And we're a part of renovating the space, redoing the restroom. So, I mean, we've got new people who showed up, like I said, have been here at Gateway for just a couple months, who have shown up out at our Fortville campus to install vanities and new toilets and painting all hours of the day and the night and cleaning. And it's really been an exciting thing, I think, even for the congregation here at the Indy campus, to be a part of this new exciting thing and seeing the possibilities of what God is up to and what God might do. I mean, we've even had individuals who don't attend our church who have learned about what we're doing and trying to do and have contributed to being a part of this because they're excited about the opportunities and the possibilities. And so that's kind of where we are. That's kind of how we got from, square one to where we are now with having launched it officially. Last night we did a grand opening last night. We're going to do a Sunday evening service at 5:30 each Sunday there at the Fortville campus. It's going to be maybe a stripped down version of music. So it's going to be a lot more chill, very casual, almost coffee house kind of feel. I will preach two messages Sunday morning at our two Sunday morning services here at our Indy campus. And then we'll preach the 5:30 service there at our Fortville campus. And eventually they'll get to the point where those are going to be synced up and be the same message that will be on Sunday morning here, will be on Sunday evening there. Our worship teams will be a little bit different. The feel is going to be very different. We do a blended service. Both of our services here on Sunday mornings at the Indy campus are blended, while our service here at the Fortville campus is going to be, like I said, almost a little more of acoustic coffee house feel. So acoustic guitar, maybe two or three vocalists at the most, and that's about it. And so we're really excited to see. We had a great opening last night, had some people from the community stop by, had a great showing of volunteers and support from our Indy campus come out. The space looked great. It was a beautiful day. Had some really great conversations with individuals who were really curious about what we're doing and who we are, and find themselves even in some transition perhaps with church, whether not involved in a church at all or not really connected to the church that they're sort of at right now, I guess, not really finding their groove there. And so it's been interesting to see, even as we've been working in the community in the space, to get to know people, our neighbors. The location of this building is really a neighborhood. So it's been kind of fun to get to know our neighbors and to see what God's up to. And so I'll be interested to give you guys updates along the way to see how this is, see how this goes. We don't really have any idea of how this goes. We have the agreement that we entered into with Fortville UMC and with Gateway Community Church was for the remainder of 2017. So we both agreed that we would use the space through the rest of this calendar year, and then we would revisit and have some conversation at the end of this calendar year to see, at the end of 2017, to see if it's something that either party wanted to continue with. And so we're just kind of excited to be there. We're excited to try this and see what God's up to, and I'll be excited to share with you along the way some of the things that we're learning, some of the things that perhaps are going well, maybe some of the things that we tried that we may not try again. And so I'll be excited to share that with you. If you've got questions or thoughts, please reach out, connect with me. One of the best ways to connect with me is right here on the Neighborhood of Holy website, neighborhoodofholy.com, or on Twitter, MATTLIPAN. You can connect with me on Twitter. I'm all over Twitter. Or you can send me an email if you want, and you want to, if you don't want to be inhibited by 140 characters, you can leave a comment here on the blog website, or you can email Matt, M-A-T-T, dot Lipan, L-I-P-A-N, at gatewayindy.org. So thanks for walking around the neighborhood with me, and I hope to see you again soon.